Let's just take a few moments to settle in and follow our breath. Breathing in, feeling the space around your breath, filling your belly completely. And exhaling, releasing all the air from your stomach. And just continue breathing, allowing everything to slow down. Allowing your belly and chest to relax. Allowing your jaw to relax, your shoulders to relax, your facial muscles to relax. And I want you to take a moment to remember a feeling, a trigger that keeps popping up, something that invokes an emotion. Could be a certain situation that makes you feel a certain way. And as you remember this trigger, I want you to notice where it occurs in your body. Is it your belly, your chest, your head? Could be in more than one place. Just noticing and allowing the feeling to be there. Just taking a moment to listen to it. And I want you to see which color is associated with this feeling. What's the first color that comes to you that resembles this feeling? And you could even see or feel what kind of texture this feeling has. Is it solid? Is it gooey? Is it heavy? Spiky? Just taking a moment just to see what the texture of this feeling has, and just remembering to stay anchored with your breath. And what we're going to do now is travel right to the center of this feeling. We're going to go right to the center of this feeling and almost like jumping through a portal, we're going to let this feeling take us to the earliest time, to the first time that we experienced this. And from here, I want you to look down at your hands and just take a moment to see, do you have baby hands? Do you have young hands, childlike hands? Do you have teenage hands? Maybe even adult hands? Just taking a moment to see what the first impression is. It doesn't matter in this meditation, even if you're pretending, it still works. So taking a moment, do you have child hands, teenage hands, adult hands? And then maybe you can look at your feet. Do you have shoes on? Are you barefoot? And from here, you can maybe even notice, are you inside or are you outside? Maybe you're starting to get an idea of what's going on, who's around you. And seeing what this version of yourself, this younger version, is feeling, is going through. And just take a moment just to notice that. Maybe they're feeling lonely, hurt, abandoned, angry, frustrated. And I want you to go visit this version of yourself as your present day self. And just introduce yourself to this younger version as your present day self. Take a moment just to comfort this version of you. Tell it what it needs to hear, let them know it's safe. Comfort them. And once you can sense they're comfortable with you, you can maybe even get them to explain the situation further if they haven't already. And even ask if they would like this situation to be changed. We're in our imagination, we're in our psyche, and we're the masters of it, and so we can reform, reshape this memory to what the child version or the younger version would have preferred instead to see. And since it's your mind, your imagination, you can literally create it to be any which way you feel is best. And now, when you feel like you've created this new version, you may even want to spend a moment to maybe give this child version a better perspective of what actually was happening. You know, you as this current version has the wisdom and the perspective that this younger version didn't have at the time. And so you could maybe explain as to what actually was happening and where they may have assumed something which wasn't true. Or rather where how their feeling was valid. For example, if a part of the child felt unloved because a parent didn't listen to them at a particular time, maybe you can explain that. Because they didn't listen to you, it didn't mean they didn't love you. It's just that parents these days are so occupied that they may have just forgotten. And that doesn't make it a valid thing. That doesn't make it a good thing either. But it didn't mean that they didn't love you. And you know, you can give this explanation according to the situation this younger version was going through. And once you've done that, you could even give this younger version an affirmation or a set of affirmations that are opposite to what it originally experienced from this feeling, from this trauma. So if they felt unloved, you could say, I am loved. I am always loved for who I am. And just give this affirmation to this younger version. And now once they're acclimatized, they feel comfortable, you can maybe even invite them back to your safe haven. Or just let them know that, hey, this is a space you can come back to whenever you feel. And you know, they can have or do whatever they want in this space because it's ours, it's theirs. And so you can leave them to continue and enjoy this new memory, or invite them back and then give them what they want, and then they can decide if they want to go back and stay. Then whenever you're ready, you can start feeling your body coming back to this room, and you can very gently open your eyes.